Show. Here's Steve.
Watching the breaking news, Julian Assange arrested just a short time ago at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, taken into custody by Metropolitan Police there in London. Not clear what he has been arrested for. He was cleared of the sexual assault charges in Sweden. But he's headed to magistrate's court later, we are told. He is in custody. He was hollering. He looked, if you've seen David Letterman lately, you know, with the big white beard, he looks like, you know, a prophet that's been sitting on the side of a mountain for, you know, 7 years. Long, white, flowing beard and all of that. And, well, that's where he is. And that's what he looks like. Did you get Jenny Beth there? All right, so we'll move on to that. Coming up in hour number two here on the program, I'm going to do a deep dive into all of the comments you heard from Candace Owens yesterday. Candace Owens being the activist, Turning Point USA spokesperson, young black woman who has started a movement herself called Blexit. By the way, Brexit delayed until October now, as of a vote yesterday, as an aside. But the British people, Brexit may never happen. Just, they voted for it. They want to leave the European Union. The globalists had a heyday. It's been 3 years, nothing. But back to Blexit and Candace Owen. I want to give you a taste of what we're going to do in the second hour, because we're going to take a deep dive into everything she talked about on Capitol Hill. A complete takedown of the Democrat Party, if you will, explaining what it is the Democrat Party does, how it operates, and how it negatively impacts all sorts of people, including the black community, the Hispanic community, people of color in general. And we're going to dig deeply into what she said to a shocked group of members of the House of Representatives. And it's important, because here's Candace Owens, a young 20-something black woman, saying, I'm going to speak truth to power. There, I finally got the word right. You like that? I got the term in there. Truth to power. There it is. Boom! And see, I can be woke. At any rate, Candace Owens appearing in front of the House committee to discuss the alleged rise of white supremacy and white nationalism, both of which, by the way, are not true. I've been telling you that for a long time. They have 1,000 more agencies reporting to the DOJ about hate crimes. That began in 2017 after the president was elected. So you have 1,000 more agencies putting information into the system. Of course, you're going to see a slight bump, and that's what they got, a 17% increase after they added 1,000 new agencies. And they also expanded the parameters of what a hate crime is. Expand the parameters, bring 1,000 new reporting agencies in, and then claim there's a surge in hate crimes in America, which, of course, is absolutely false. It's a lie that's been perpetuated and put upon you by these that want you to believe that you need to be fearful, which is exactly what Candace Owens nails right here. It's a preview of hour number two, bite number five, go.
Racism, white nationalism, words once held real meaning, have now become nothing more than election strategies. Every 4 years, the black community is offered handouts and fear. Handouts and fear. Reparations and white nationalism. This is the Democrat preview. There isn't a single adult today that in good conscience would make the argument that America is a more racist or a more white nationalist society than it was when my grandfather was growing up. And yet we're hearing these terms sent around today because what they want to say is that brown people need to be scared, which seems to be the narrative that we hear every 4 years right ahead of a presidential election.
And does she nail it or what? And that's why we're going to take a deep dive. Coming up in hour number two, we're going to go through and pull several sound bites from Candace Owens' testimony in front of the House committee that's investigating the rise of white nationalism and the rise of... And all of this, you know, you've got to put fear into people. Divide people and create fear. Create suspicion of the guy next door. Oh, you know, is he part of the alt-right? My God, he's got a rainbow flag. He must be a hater. I mean, that sort of stuff. I mean, it's absolutely garbage. And I can't believe that the good thinking people are just sucked right into it. And they are. I mean, they're sucked right into it, and it's like they don't even consider alternative explanation of what they're... It's always, it's bad. You're a victim. it's terrible. You need to be, it, and so you get pulled into that. And once you're in that mindset, well, to me, it's just, it's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. Here's something that was brought out yesterday. Here's something that was brought out yesterday that I think is absolutely another shocking little bombshell that on any other day would be a, it would be a headline story. But because of everything else that goes on, it's, I don't even know, it's third page, fourth page, it's back of the fifth page, it's way back there. Here's the headline. Ken Starr says Hillary Clinton did trigger Vince Foster's suicide when she humiliated him in front of a White House staff and admits he omitted the finding in FBI's report because he didn't want to inflict further pain upon her. Ken Starr, the former special counsel in the Whitewater affair that ended up with Monica Lewinsky and that whole mess with Bill Clinton. Hillary put him down really, really bad in a pretty good-sized meeting, said former FBI agent Coy Copeland. She told him he would always be a little hick town lawyer who was obviously not ready for the big time. Copeland told that to Ron Kessler, a former Washington Post and Wall Street Journal investigative reporter and New York Times bestseller selling author of The First Family Detail. So he just wrote a new book, The First Family Detail, Secret Service Agents Reveal the Hidden Lives of the Presidents, the Secrets of the FBI and the Trump White House. And that's where this story originates from today. Ken Starr purposely left out the finding that Hillary had triggered the suicide of President Clinton's deputy White House counsel in his final FBI report to spare her feelings. FBI agents investigating the death of Vince Foster learned he was set off after Hillary attacked and humiliated him in front of other White House aides a week before he took his own life. That happened July 20, 1993. And, of course, ever since Vince Foster died, there have been rumors and conspiracy theories about why he died and how he died and was he killed by the Clintons. Well, Ken Starr says, yes, he was killed by the Clintons. Not directly, but Hillary Clinton completely embarrassing and humiliating him led to his suicide. And what a and like I said, on any other day, this would be a big story for people. At first, the reception of the author's book finding, he beat around the bush, citing well-established facts indicating that Foster was already depressed before Hillary lashed into him at the White House meeting. But when pressed, Starr admitted he did not want to inflict further pain on Hillary by revealing that her humiliation of Foster a week before he took his own life was actually the factor that pushed him over the edge. That was the final deciding factor, her giving him the full dress down in front of staff at the White House was what caused him to kill himself. In his estimation. Well, there you go. Where else are you going to hear that today? Probably nowhere. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell them Steve Gerber sent you. We'll be right back.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane or tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.